Perfectionism makes you stay at home, not take chances, and procrastinate on projects. It makes you think your life is worse than it is. It keeps you from being yourself. It stresses you out. It tells you that good is bad, and it ignores the natural way in which things work. We're going to discuss strategies that can help us to become imperfectionists. But before we get into this book, there are some things about my first book that will be relevant to our journey into imperfectionism. The Power of Mini Habits. Mini Habits, Smaller Habits, Bigger Results is about a strategy for lasting habitual change. As a result of the strategy's effectiveness, Mini Habits has been a great success, both commercially and in the lives of the people who implemented the strategy. After selling more than 45,000 copies in its first year in the United States, it's being translated into more than a dozen languages worldwide. The premise of Mini Habits was ridiculous. Force yourself to do seemingly too small to matter positive behaviors, but ones you can do every day, even on your worst day. Keep this in mind as I refer to Mini Habits throughout this book. A mini habit is a too small to fail behavior you do every day. Daily mini habit examples. Write one line of code. Read 2 pages in a book. Write 50 words. Call one lead if you're in sales. Email one person for networking. Or process one piece of mail. The list goes on at minihabits.com/mini-habit-ideas, but the concept is the same. Choose an activity you can't possibly fail to do, and do it until it becomes a habit and grows into something bigger. There's no ceiling on mini habits, as your one push-up goal can turn into 50 push-ups on any given day. The small goals only ensure that you start. My exciting results with mini habits. As I write this, more than 2 years after doing that first single push-up, I want to share how my results have continued to get better over time with mini habits. After 6 months of doing one push-up or more per day, my resistance to exercise had decreased. I was then able to go to the gym 3 days a week. 3 months later, I went to the gym 4 days a week. 2 months after that, I was going 5 days a week. At first, these were requirements I needed to meet. I still exercise 3 to 5 days a week because I want to do it, and it's often for an hour or more. Exercise is like eating dinner. I may end up skipping it once in a while for unforeseen reasons, such as illness or injury, but if I can do it, I won't skip it. I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm getting stronger. On the heels of my exercising mini habit success, I began mini habits of reading 2 pages of a book and writing 50 words a day. More than a year later, I haven't raised the targets on these because it isn't necessary. I still read and write every day. The amount varies, but the results have been consistently greater than expected, which I've seen is common with mini habits. Small, consistent, incremental steps in a healthy direction bring results. There's been an exciting spillover effect into my psyche. I have more confidence in social situations, both from the above life improvements and by learning to take small steps to move ahead in any situation that scares me. Even as a natural-born introvert who's capable of hibernating for long periods and someone who does not excel at small talk, I'm an INTP for those familiar with the Myers-Briggs personality profiling, I've gone from shy to social. My comfort zone is constantly expanding into multiple areas. I'm more comfortable with and more willing to do what matters most to me. Exercising, eating healthy food, writing, reading, and socializing. Before and after photos are great at capturing weight loss, but no photo can capture the many internal shifts that take place when you practice mini habits for a year or two. And unlike 21 or 30-day programs, these are permanent lifestyle changes. This has all happened over a period of 2 years without slip-ups. I've made more personal progress in the last couple of years than in the 10 years before them. It's because mini habits work on so many levels to move life forward, and they rarely fail those who try them out. This book has numerous ties to mini habits, but the focus is not directly